Hello, my name is Adriana, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a test of fate near you?
Am I calling for what? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
Are you calling to find a test of fate near you?
No, I'm not calling to find a test thing near me. What I'm calling to find out is how long does it take once you get your name on the scheduling list for our shot to be called? We've been waiting now almost a month. And
I have
in the first group of 75-year-olds, and they're opening it up to other people around the state, but yet we can't seem to get an appointment.
Okay, I have no knowledge of that information, ma'am. I do greatly apologize. The only thing I could do is just give you the vaccine appointment line, and you can call and express that to them. But I have no knowledge of the time frame or any of that at all. I'm just here to give you general information and websites in which you could visit to get information about the coronavirus or vaccination.
Well, let me ask you this. Now that you have a website up, if they took go for somebody to call us for an appointment and they never have, can we go on the website and re-register again?
I have no knowledge of that, ma'am. Like I said to you before, you may call the COVID vaccine appointment line phone number and they'll be able to better assist you with that information.
All right. Could I have that number, please?
Yes, ma'am. That number is 855-566-5333.
Okay, and I guess they'd be the one to tell us. Also, I see they've opened up just drive-up sites near Birmingham with no appointments, but yet the rest of the state, we're just sitting around waiting. Can we drive to Birmingham and get a shot? Or?
Like I said to you before, ma'am, no, ma'am, I do apologize. I wish I had more knowledge and more information that I'd be able to give you, but
yeah. What
I have for you, that's all. I apologize.
That's
okay. If you
call
them,
they need to give you all more information. Otherwise, why do they have an information line?
this is all they're giving us, ma'am. That's why they have
okay. Websites
you can visit. But I'm pretty sure that if you call that appointment line, the questions that you're asking me, I believe they'll be able to better assist you with that information.
Okay, and one thing you might tell the people that are your supervisors is they assume that a lot of people that are 75 or over, one have computers and two have smartphones, which they don't. So they're making it really difficult for these people to get an appointment.
Yeah, I do apologize about
that.
You too. I hope I was able to help. If you need
more
information, if you need any more information, you may visit the following websites. ADPH.org or CDC.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Coronavirus Health Hotline.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.